Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me on the phone today is Rachel Wagner and Jenny Sharon from the Conservation Corps of Minnesota and Iowa. How is it going today?
Hi, thanks for having us. We're doing well.
Well, that's great to hear, given the weather, but maybe it's a little warmer where you are than where I'm at. But, you know, the Conservation Corps, I know we have several of these structures within our many state and national forks here in northern Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Conservation Corps does?
Sure. So this is Rachel. I'll kick it off here, and then I can let Jenny speak about her experience as a current Corps member. Conservation Corps Minnesota and Iowa is a nonprofit and AmeriCorps grantee. So we engage youth and young adults across the Midwest to do service learning and environmental stewardship projects. Very similar to, we trace our roots back to the 1930 Civilian Conservation Corps, actually. So continuing to do a lot of similar things like trail restoration, taking care of our parks and public lands and that sort of thing. But it's also a really great way to for a young person to try something new or potentially take a gap year. And, of course, you get to work outside and it helps you network and build your resume.
Yeah, I think Rachel covered all the bases there, really. As a Corps member this year, I've been able to work with peers. I'll just add that. I've worked with five other peers closely with each of the projects we've worked on. And it's just been a great time getting to try out a bunch of different jobs and career paths in the natural resource field while getting to know others and other professionals in the field.
So, Jenny, what has been your favorite project that you have worked on so far?
Yeah, my favorite project was trail building and bridge constructing on the Superior Hiking Trail. It was a project that we completed in 4 days, or I guess the core members were on the project for 4 days, and they were able to complete it within a week. So what we did is we built a new bridge over the Superior Hiking Trail due to a stream washing out the trail, and then we also rerouted part of the trail so users were able to utilize it better, and it was a little nicer on the environment around it.
So when you say nicer for the environment, can you elaborate on what that means? Like, it's not as subject to future washing out, or?
Sure, yeah. So water was the big deal, and making sure users stayed on the constructed path. Those were the two issues that they were trying to mitigate. So what they do, it's a whole process when they trail build. They think of water on or people on and water off. So they're building the trail so that it meanders a bit so that the water washes off instead of having a straight line to wash down. It's a balance. So you can't have it meander too much that the users, don't want to go through these bends and start taking shortcuts.
Right.
So it was a really delicate process. It was really cool to be a part of.
Would you say that it's really rewarding to, do these sorts of works that did not only, you know, benefit you and your fellow Corps members, but, you know, recreationists as a whole?
Absolutely. When we were working on the Superior Hiking Trail, you know, there were users coming through on the trail and hikers, and it was just really nice to hear everyone say, like, oh, what's going on? Thank you so much for improving the trails. We really appreciate it. You know, this is kind of a safe place for us, and we've been using it for years, and it's good to see it still being maintained. And then also, like, we were carrying these heavy objects and tools, and it's really rewarding to see that project get done personally and say, wow, I carried that 50-pound thing, you know, all the way in, and now it's a part of this structure that'll be there for years and years.
Well, that all sounds so great. Now, what are the qualifications for folks who might be listening or reading to get involved with Conservation Corps?
Yeah, so our field crew program is all of the folks in that program are also AmeriCorps members, and so you have to be between the ages of 18 and 25 years old, given our the stipulations that go along with that that funding. You also have to be a U.S. citizen, and we usually want people to have a high school diploma, but really you don't need any other, you don't really need any other experience because you get on-the-job training when you start with Conservation Corps, which is really, really great because it's, we're hoping that this is pretty accessible to everyone who really you just have to have the drive to want to work hard outside and with a team.
And so where can people find out more about this program and AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so you can find out more about our specific programs on our website, and our website is conservationcorps.org. And so, again, that's conservationcorps, C-O-R-P-S, .org.
And are there benefits beyond resume building and skills building with the Conservation Corps?
Definitely, definitely. So, first of all, you do get a living allowance. It's about $1,600 per month. But then beyond that, doing a term of service with us as an AmeriCorps member, if you complete the program, you are eligible to have this education award, which is right now it's $6,345, and that can go towards student loans or future education. You also will get health insurance, lots of training, certifications. All of our field crew AmeriCorps members are certified wildland firefighters, so they were helping with a lot of the wildfires over the summer here in Minnesota. And then we also offer a housing stipend and emergency assistance funds for our AmeriCorps members. But yeah, really a lot of those hard and soft skills, leadership skills, a lot of that stuff too that really helps build your resume.
Well, I know I was a wayward youth between the ages of 18 and 25. I think this is a great idea for, you know, what do I do with my life age that mm-hmm. 18 to 25 generally fills.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, the last couple of years that we've had, it's been a good option for someone who's thinking, well, I'm not quite sure I want to, you know, start college yet, or I want to take some time off, or I don't really know what I want to do. So I'm going to just try something different, and I don't want to work in an office. So I'm going to work outside and get to see, you know, some of our awesome public lands in our state parks and perhaps travel a little bit around the Midwest.
All right. Well, is there anything about Conservation Corps that we didn't quite get to here, Rachel or Jenny?
Yeah, I'll just add, Rachel was talking about, you know, the last few years we've had. I personally was kind of in between jobs, doing odd jobs, and the Corps was a great way to get back into a team setting. I was working individual jobs, and I really enjoyed being back in that team, close-knit community feel. So if that's something you're looking for, the Corps is a great way to go.
All right. Well, thanks so much for telling us all about this program, and I'm sure we will chat again soon, all right? You guys are looking for a lot of volunteers this year, yeah?
We are. We definitely have over a couple hundred positions that we are accepting applications for this right now.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us, Rachel and Jenny. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.